This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Hope Day. It's 8:40. And here comes some news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone, and Tile Showrooms. They have experts that will help take the overwhelming out of your home project. Their staff of experts will guide you through the selection and design process. They have 4 Bay Area locations open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
And online at allnaturalstone.com. Check them out. All right. So I'll begin with the blue skies overhead. It's really nice out. And
it's really
we do
nice.
Have better air quality today, much better than we've been seeing. So while it's not perfect, it's way better. And on that note, I'd like to once again thank the firefighters, the police, all the first responders who helped us through this incredibly difficult time all throughout California and up into Oregon.
Right. And still fighting it now.
Yeah, they're still, it's not done, not by any stretch. And that air quality could go right back to, I don't know, zero visibility again.
Change of the wind is all it would take.
Let's hope not. Let's all be extra careful and try to keep any new fires from starting. I'd like that to be the end of this fire season, if possible.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, it'd be incredible. All right. So if you're just, and I don't know if I said firefighters, police, all the first responders, thank you so much. Okay. We already talked to Scott Budman today about all the new Apple releases. Weirdly, they didn't release a phone, so that's going to be a separate announcement later, I don't know, later this month or October. I guess the supply chain is an issue during a pandemic, and that's...
Want something in time for Christmas, though. I mean, come on, Apple.
Right.
We need to know how to spend our money.
Right. Mm-hmm. If I found out, I already ordered my watch.
Oh, is that
I'd
so?
Been talking to the wife and was like, yeah, I want to get one. And you want one? Yeah, she ordered them last night. So I'm getting my new watch.
Well,
yay!
Wonderful.
I'm into it. You know what I like about the watch is I can take my phone and throw it into my desk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
John loves it too. He stops after he does his hike every day. He stops at the grocery store and picks up food and pays for it with his phone. Walks out the door. Don't have to have his wallet. Don't have to have anything.
Right. It's really nice. Like I can go when I drive. Well, never mind. I won't say all that. But I just like not having to leave my phone in the car.
Yeah.
You know, don't have to worry about getting robbed. At least having that robbed from me. All right. So anyway, the Apple stuff, the announcement went down yesterday and we already talked to Scott about it. Also, last night, the Clippers choked. They were up 3-1 on the Denver Nuggets, and the Nuggets won last night, Game 7, and move on to play the Lakers, and that's the Western Conference Finals. The Eastern Conference Finals started last night, and the Heat beat the Celtics, so they're up 1 game in that series. All right.
Celtics.
This is something I've seen, so I can tell you firsthand, they're probably... You know, hospitals, doctors' offices, pharmacies are going to have to stock up on neck braces as the latest workout trend is wearing skin-colored gear so people think you're working out naked. I've seen this firsthand. It's going around. People are doing this, and it's just like those nude pantyhose your mom used to wear, where she's, you know, wearing these
pantyhose. My goodness,
pantyhose. that gives them the skin color,
sure,
uniform look of the leg. Those have kind of gone out of style. You don't have pantyhose, do you?
I don't have any pantyhose. It's true.
Sorry. Nicole, you're a young lady. Have you ever worn a pantyhose?
Yeah, the last time I wore that, I think, was at my first Holy Communion. I don't own a pair. It's not.
I would wear tights before I wore pantyhose. Like,
yeah,
nylons are just like and they're always so tighter on the waist too. Like, get off of me,
flattering.
You thing. Yeah, right.
Well, that's the latest workout trend, and I absolutely.
So you're saying people are going to go what now?
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, it's already.
Hello.
It's already a thing, I'm sure. Girls are familiar with the look, the whoa, and now doing that in a naked
colored,
is gonna only make someone look that much more.
Oh,
so.
Look at that! Well, it's like I can see her junk.
Right,
I basically can. So, oh boy,
there's that nude look. Of course someone's going to look if you're running down the street looking like that, right?
Sure. They're going to look anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're just doing them a favor of taking one section of clothes away.
If I squint a little, it's like they're naked. I'm going to follow her.
Dudes.
We're the best.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
I know. I know you were. So we've been at this shelter in place long enough now, so...
I agree. It's over.
People,
let's get out.
Honestly, millions of people are still working from home. It's...
Yeah.
It's a thing. We're...
I know a ton of people working from home, and us included, of course.
Right. And it's... And we still don't know when it'll be safe to go into the office again. So many people were asked, do you miss anything about your old life? And plenty of people had stuff to say about it, including seeing your work friends and coworkers. Like, that's at the top of the list of things people miss is the people you work with. And I don't disagree.
Well, that is one of the good parts of any job, usually. Or it can be the worst, too. You might be like, oh, thank God I don't have to see those wretches anymore. But I see you guys every day, but it isn't the same. It's really not. I physically miss you.
Right. No, I also, my rituals, even the drive, which I'm not into, is still part of my ritual. And so the change has certainly.
I have new rituals. I don't miss going in there. And I like working from home, but there is absolutely, it's subpar. It's a subpar experience.
Right. Well,
but
I'll
keep doing
face-to-face meetings. Are also on the list of things people miss. Office gossip, going out to lunch. A simple thing like leaving work and going to get lunch is something people miss because who's doing that anymore? Sometimes tapping out early. Oh, I don't disagree with this one. Putting on real clothes comes in at number 6.
I don't miss that.
I
just love comfort wear. I even rejected a pair of yoga pants. I'm like, these ones are just not comfortable enough. I'm putting these. I don't get this. Ooh, these ones. Mm.
You know what's interesting? I hadn't really heard this line of thought, but Christina was saying she hates yoga pants. She doesn't wear them that often. So I was like, that's weird. Why? It seems like the go-to for women. And she just said, I don't know when people decided having something skin tight like that was comfortable, but she's not into it. She likes to wear her running shorts for comfort anyway. She'll just wear her running shorts.
Yeah.
So
there's certain ones that are too tight. And
that's what she's saying.
I like Gap has this line that ding, ding, shame, I guess, that I wear a bunch of them. They have a huge wide waistband, so it's super comfortable. And then they're just sort of, they're clingy. So they're not like in your way, but they're loose feeling. Like I can pull several inches easily away from my leg. I have a pair on right now. Oh, I'm like, it's like I'm in a cloud. Just floating.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, it's just delightful, Vin.
Yeah, I've been wearing shorts for 6 months. I mean, I haven't put on my jeans in 6 months.
Yeah, I have had to put jeans on, but I don't know if they'd fit me. They were very tight last time I put them on, so I'm avoiding that.
I've actually lost weight in shelter in place, so that's
have you really?
Oh yeah.
Well, you don't eat out, you know. There's no stopping off at McDonald's.
At one point, I got up to 175. My body's never seen that, and now I'm down to one. I was 161 yesterday. So
that's good.
Much better.
Yeah.
I'm heavy.
I'm about as heavy as I've ever been.
You know what's weird? I feel like at 175, it affected my breathing.
Oh, I'm sure it did. Listen, you're not a giant guy. You look great at 140. Like 140, you came back. I was like, that dude is trim. And you're
wonderful at 150. I was 150 when I came back. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, you're only 10 pounds over.
But I agree, that's where I need to be, somewhere in that range. Unless I'm lifting weights, which I haven't done, there's no time for all this stuff.
Well, when you think about if you weigh 150 pounds, if you put on 15 pounds, you've put on 10% more body weight. Like
I couldn't breathe.
It's a lot.
And
you put on
over,
25.
It's just a change of body that I'd never experienced. I know some people feel, perfectly comfortable with a little more weight on, even like
I know I do. That's for sure. As long as I don't have to go anywhere. Sit here and paint rocks. That's active.
This guy seems young to have a fetish already, but all right, here's the story. 19-year-old guy in Shikoku, Japan.
Oh, Shikoku.
He has a thing for stealing women's underwear.
Oh, that is a big thing. I'm not surprised to hear that. His dad was probably into it, and he found his dad's stash and went, oh, boy, this is for me.
Oh, really? You think?
Yeah, smelling panties is, their thing. You can buy used panties in vending machines there, for God's sake.
He saw a thong hanging on a balcony of a ground floor apartment to dry and snatched it and ran. So there's not even, those aren't used. Those are clean. So I don't even know what he's,
likes the way his junk looks in those.
Maybe. It shouldn't fit in there at all.
Yeah.
Like, that's a problem.
Maybe it's to the side. It just looks like a harness. He likes that look.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, he didn't realize what it turned out to be, that he stole a 38-year-old man's thong. So they probably did fit him, actually.
Oh.
The cops were able to identify the guy from security footage, and he was arrested for theft. And then they broke the news to him that whatever he's been doing with his stolen item, those were dudes. And of course, his response was, no way these are for a man. And they said, nope, they absolutely are a man's underwear.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't worry, it won't change anything about you.
You think he's questioning himself?
people get all up in arms when they find out, what, that was a dude, what? So what? You thought it was a chick. You're fine. Don't worry.
Right. You're going to be okay. I'll do a couple fast facts. We do have texts, and I'll get to those as well.
Fast facts.
Every letter in English, is silent in at least one word, except for which letter, Sarah Clark?
I keep thinking of words, and then I'm like, nope, that's silent too. How about, no, M is silent and mnemonic. How about, no, J is silent and jicama. Let's see. Okay.
Every letter in English.
K.
Not K.
Oh,
not
what's that silent then? Oh, knock! Damn it! I'm so stupid! All right, hold on. Let me think about this. How about N?
N?
Yeah.
No.
What's that sound?
Every letter in English is silent in at least one word except for the letter V.
Oh.
V is never silent.
V.
Forever 21 was founded by a Korean couple in
Los
Angeles.
We're not gonna talk more about that? I'm totally fascinated by that.
Oh, you were?
Okay. Silent N, Sarah?
What?
Autumn, column, damn.
Oh, autumn, column, damn. Sure, of course. Mm-hmm. Damn it.
Forever 21 was founded by a Korean couple in Los Angeles in 1984, selling clothing designs that were similar to ones that were popular in South Korea at the time.
Oh, funny.
Forever 21.
Yeah. I feel bad going into Forever 21. I feel like, how long can forever possibly be? I mean, 30 plus years of it? I don't know. Doesn't seem like it. Although the clothes are so cheap. Sometimes you just go in there and just grab a couple things and you're like, oh, look, a new outfit that I'll throw out tomorrow after I've worn it once. It's like tissue paper. Here you go. It's like, what is the other one? H&M. You go in there, you buy, you're like, oh my God, this is the cutest shirt ever. You wash it once. You're like, well, that's trash. Okay. Tissue paper outfits. But it was only $6, so who cares?
I guess.
It's not like it was a $100 shirt or something.
I'm not sure I've been in one of those stores. I don't.
Well, why would you? It's all chicks' clothes.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, I'm with Christina. No yoga pants. Too tight feeling.
Oh, get bigger sizes. 510
says, Vinny, you should have Christina try Lululemon Align leggings. They're the most comfortable yoga pants ever. And the next one is 925, right next to each other. Sarah, you have to try Align leggings from Lululemon.
I'm going
to
do They're it right
like
now.
They're like PJs.
All right, hold on. I'm going to do this. Lululemon. Lululemon outlet. Is that where I want to go? What are they called? Align? A-L-I-G-N?
Align. Right. Mm-hmm. You got it.
All right. Shop Lululemon. I'm doing this. I know what I'm doing during the break.
Ordering pants.
I'm going to order some pants, man.
And on that note, we'll be back after these with your text messages. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.